USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will sign an executive order on Wednesday aimed at boosting the nation's supply chain during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
Creating more resilient supply chains is an opportunity for our country to come together to create well-paying jobs for workers across our country.
White House economist Samira Fazili telling reporters the United States must stop lurching from crisis to crisis when supplies of essential goods run low. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says renewable energy is not the solution to the state's power problems.
Even though I work with the governor and the speaker, we're all in this together, I'm personally taking this on my back as the president of the Senate, where the legislation will, as well as the House, come through. Well, no nonsense, no excuses. We got to fix this.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Aggressive changes to assure the lights stay on in Texas? From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, Val Dior has the details.
We're beginning to get to the bottom of how it was possible that millions of Texans went without heat for days while temperatures stayed below freezing. We now know that some of the very people who call the shots on Texas's power do not even live here in the state. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, held an emergency board meeting on Wednesday and confirmed that 5 board members have resigned, effective immediately. 4 during the meeting, the 5th had separately submitted her resignation prior to. All 5 members maintain out-of-state addresses. Texas Governor Greg Abbott welcomed their resignations and confirmed that the state will continue to investigate.
Golf legend Tiger Woods won't be charged for the car crash that shattered bones in his leg. The Los Angeles County Sheriff giving an update today saying an accident is not a crime. The Dow setting a new record today, closing up 425 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you've been struggling to make ends meet while working for yourself or running a small business with relatively few workers, now might be the time to apply for a Paycheck Protection Loan. Unlike normal loans, the PPP loans can be forgiven if certain requirements are met, meaning they're essentially grants with strings attached. The PPP loans have been available since April of 2020. As far as how the program is going, Bill Lowe is the CEO of Texas Bram Bank. He tells USA Radio News.
Well, actually, it completely exceeded our expectations, both the first time and the second time. We generated about 525 loans the first go-round for $60-odd million, and which was, for a little bank like ours, a pretty big sum. And then the second round, we've generated almost 300 loans, and we're approaching $40 million, which very much surprised me. Most of my compatriots in the industry feel the same, that it's completely exceeded their wildest expectations.
Lowell reminds everyone,
if you're going to get a loan from a bank, you've got to go see the bank. In the old days, that meant coming in the lobby. Today, that means calling or emailing, most likely. In order to get a loan from a bank, you have to ask. That's the hardest step, or the hardest thing for most of people in the banking industry is, you know, banks want to make loans. We need to make loans. That's how we make money. We need people, if you need a loan, to apply.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.